KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
This is Harold Hendrick. The program is Encounter. Delighted to have a public servant in the studio here today. He's a longtime friend, Mayor Tom Schneider. He's been on before. He promotes his city. I'm an unincorporated Florissant where Joan and I live, but he's been mayor for 5 years, the mayor of Florissant. Welcome to the Bot Radio microphone.
Thank you, Harold. Glad to be here again.
Well, we've had a good time with this. You know, we've done it, two or three times in the past?
We have.
Mayor, I want to bring out a couple of facts I've just learned 5 minutes ago, a little history here. You were on the Florissant City Council 32 years.
Yes, sir. I was elected in 1979. I've been in office ever since. I would challenge someone to find someone that was that's still in office continuously that was elected before me.
Well, maybe we can put out a call because I think we've got – it sounds like interesting history to me. And then you've been mayor 5 years.
That's right.
So you do the math, we're looking at 37 years.
That's correct.
And if the Lord tarries and your health continues – you'll be at, about 40 years of continuous public service in Florissant.
At the end of this term, right?
At the end of your term. Right. Do you want to announce for next election now?
Let's go for 44.
Okay. Get your first. We got a scoop here, Dave. We got a public announcement. Mayor's going to run again if all things are in order. But, Mayor, it seems to be a pleasant experience for you. Now, we were talking in a political situation, and you know, I don't even know what party you are, and I don't need to know. But you're a man of goodwill and good faith, and we wish you well as you desire the best for your city of Florissant, which is of the around 100 townships around St. Louis City. You're one of the largest, right?
We are, and we only have one party and one demographic in Florissant, and that's Wholesome.
Wholesome.
Right.
Well, I'd vote for Wholesome, but it could beat somebody. This atmosphere we're seeing nationally for sure. But anyway, Mayor, the Valley of Flowers, I tell you what, you are a spokesman for Florissant. Give us the capsule history, because Florissant is a very historic event. But again, we're headed toward this wonderful weekend upcoming. That's May 6th through the 8th, right?
Right, right. Well,
tell us a little bit about the background of Florissant.
Well, Florissant is actually older than St. Louis County, and it's also older than the state of Missouri.
Goodness.
And, in fact, we're older than the Constitution of the United States.
Whoa!
So we were founded in 1786, and the Constitution wasn't ratified until 1789.
Now, isn't that some more interesting history? Three years longer than the U.S. Constitution.
Right.
The history of Florissant.
That's correct. We have some very high-profile Americans in our history. One of the saints of the Catholic Church, St. Philippine de Chen, she's one of 11 North American saints, and she was a citizen of Florissant, and she told Father de Smet. Now, both of these people have high schools named after them. De Smet was a Jesuit pioneer in the Indians. And she told him that she loved Florissant because it had the quality of hospitality.
Mm.
And we've had that quality ever since. I think it's one of the things that make people really sink deep roots into our community, because everybody, no one puts on any airs. Everybody welcomes everybody, no matter what continent their ancestors came from. We don't care, as long as you're wholesome.
Well, along that line, I'm thinking segueing into the National Day of Prayer. Different communities have different celebrations or observances. But I want to thank you. I came to the one in Florissant a year or two ago, and you had it right there on the lawn of the City Hall. It was an outside event, very nice. And let me say, racially, it was a wonderful racial mix of black and white. I think the chairperson was an African-American citizen of Florissant.
Well, we have that type of a like I said, we just have wholesome demographic. We have 90% wholesome and 10% that are either going to get wholesome or they're going to get gone. You know, but we have great festivals. Everybody gets along. Everybody loves being with one another. Like I said, it doesn't really matter what you look like, just as long as you want to be a good person. We have the Fall Festival, the Valley of Flowers. We got parties in the park, Wednesday night outs. food truck nights. We just have all kinds of excuses to get together. And we just love to get together up in Florida. We got a lot of hospitality.
Now, what's a website where folks can learn more about your city?
FloricentMo.com.
FloricentMo.com.
Right.
FloricentMo. Back to the National Day of Prayer, Pastor Roderick Walker, dear friend, African-American, I believe his wife may have been the chairman. Anyway, she organized that event. She and Roderick,
right.
They're tremendous people. But now, the Valley of Flowers, it's a wholesome activity for the whole family. It's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of May 6th, 7th, and 8th here in 2016. Give us the good word about this wholesome activity.
Well, just prior to the charter that we're under now, and when we had it, our first full-time mayor was actually under the 1857 charter, and that was Henry Koch. We have Koch Park named after him.
How's that spelled? It's
K-O-C-H.
Pronounced Koch, okay.
Right, and they wanted to do something where there would be a campaign to clean up, spruce up, fix up, the city, kind of get it looking nice. Mm-hmm. And that culminated in a festival that came to be known as the Valley of Flowers. And the reason they used that is because the word Florissant is a French term that the founders gave the valley because it was very fertile. And they called it flourishing, which is a derivative of the French word flourishing.
So indeed, wholesome activity, compatible with supportive of, open to spiritual activities, and of course, as I've just mentioned, the National Day of Prayer event in your yard. And I used to pastor at Park Road Baptist in Florissant. Mm-hmm. I was there during Mayor Egan, and by the way, that your community center, one of the nicest anywhere, is named after your predecessor, Mayor Egan.
Well, actually, my predecessor was Mayor Lowry. Mm-hmm. His predecessor was Mayor Egan, who actually, he passed in office in 2000, and shortly after that, we renamed the Civic Center the James J. Egan Center in his honor.
And Mayor Lowry was in police work for years and was the head of the major case squad.
Right, and we renamed, he's still with us, he's still active in our community. I refer to him as our Mayor Emeritus,
mm-hmm.
and our police building is named the Robert G. Lowry Law Enforcement Center.
Oh, very good. Quickly, yeah. A story I remember about him, I was doing a radio with him one time, and we somehow got into this with the crime aspect of things. I said, when you investigate these sex crime situations, isn't there usually pornography tied into it? And he said, not usually, every time. Every time there's a sex crime, it's fueled by this so-called harmless pornography, which we know. But anyway, that's the kind of quality of leadership that you have. What can people expect if they were to want to visit some listening never heard of Valley Flowers? What is it involved? What can they go to participate?
Well, this is our 54th one, so we've gotten pretty good at it. And we have two main venues, and that's one is at the Egan Center, which we already mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And the big attraction there is the Zope Family Italian Circus. Now, this is an 1800-style family circus with a big top tent that they erect.
Really?
And it everybody that goes into this tent becomes a 9-year-old. And I don't care what age you are. All of a sudden, you're 9 years old again.
It sounds fun, but when is that? Like Friday evening, or is it?
There'll be a show Friday. There'll be two shows Friday evening and three shows on Saturday. And it is wonderful. We have a great clown and. We have a great circus. It's got horseback riding, a lot of comedy. It's really a lot of fun.
It sounds like fun. Two Friday night performances, three on Saturday of an old-fashioned circus. That's May 6th and 7th. Got just a couple of minutes. Just fill us in on whatever else.
But then also they have a baby beauty contest, and they have Garden Society has a lot of plants for sale at the ice rink. So the ice rink turns into a big flea market and plant sale. And then there's a barbecue. Everywhere there's barbecue. And there's a lot of the churches have barbecues on that weekend, sort of to coattail off the event.
Mm-hmm.
But then over the Knights at Columbus Grounds, there's a carnival and rides and more barbecue and entertainment of all sorts at the Knights of Columbus. That's our traditional. And that's family only. And since I've been mayor, we've made it family only, and it has just really made it a wonderful event. We have very few disruptions since we've made it family only. So that means if you're 17 or younger, you have to be with your family.
I see. Well, we just promote good things. Philippians 4:8 talks about basically if something's wholesome and noble, think on these things. Here we point with our guest mayor, Tom Schneider, to a wholesome effort to do it right. No community is perfect, but they're making a good effort to come as close as they can. Mayor Schneider, once again, has been on the City Council of Florissant 32 years before he became mayor 5 years ago. That's a total of, 37 years? And assume you're going to finish out your term, 40 years in public service, which is probably maybe a national record of continual service.
Actually, my predecessor, Robert Lowry, he had, if you include his law enforcement service, he had over 50 years of service to the city of Florissant. And I'm proud to say that his son, Timothy, is my chief of police, who I'm very proud of. I would put my police department up against any in the country, and it's one of the key elements for keeping Florissant safe and wholesome. People can only be wholesome if they feel safe, and I really credit my police department.
That's Mayor Tom Schneider, building up others in the city of Florissant leadership, servant leadership.
I do want to end to say that we got a vote of confidence for the third time by our residents for all three propositions that we had on the ballot passes, and my city council is so supportive. I probably have the best city council in the state.
You touching all the bases, affirming others. That's a wholesome way to go. May 6th, 7th, and 8th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the Valley of Flowers Festival in Florissant, Missouri, the north part of St. Louis County. The website, florissantmo.com. Mayor Schneider, it's a joy to have you as a friend. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing about Florissant, Missouri.
Thanks for having me, Harold.
The program is Encounter. This is Harold Hendricks.